All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. The word for this Motivational Monday is faithful. Faithful. And we hear from Philippians 1, verse 6. And I want you to memorize this verse and write it on your heart. I am confident of this. The one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that again. I am confident of this. The one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, and yes again. That faith and trust that is put into God, that God will bear the fruit of which we give our lives to, and that being the body of Christ, being the church on earth, being a people of faith, that fruit will always be experienced. And so do you believe that trees will bloom and spring will come again? Do you believe that the leaves will fall off the trees and that we'll enter a season of fall or that winter will come? Could it be that finding and embracing your calling involves simply taking the next faithful step, doing the next right thing, leaning forward to the edge of the diving board and jumping in? You know, perhaps we've been waiting for a calling like a lightning bolt to flash into our life, when the truth is that God is always stirring something in our soul, inviting us to pay attention to the nudges that can guide more deeply into our identity and our purpose. Could it be that for some people, callings are a straight line, but for others, it's more like a meandering road? Absolutely, right? There's a million ways to go on this journey. And so maybe for most of us, the best thing that we can do, the only thing that we could do, is to take that next faithful step. I think Jesus wants to encourage that. That's why when he says, follow me, it's about taking the next step in that direction. It's about doing that movement that is more fully participating with God. And there's beauty and blessing in it. So let's hear this inspiring story on calling now, for being faithful.
When I graduated college, I moved out to Colorado to do college ministry. I loved my life there. I discovered new hobbies like skiing, hiking, and camping. I made friends, got a full-time job allowing me to stay there long-term, and loved hanging out with and ministering to college students. I felt as though I would stay forever. However, after almost 4 years, my situation had begun to shift. Through doing ministry with college students and walking with some of them through past hurts and traumas, God began to awaken passion in me to help people heal and to share hope and encouragement. I don't believe it was an accident that around that time I began to get to know several counselors. One of them told me, "If you think what I do is exciting, you need to pay attention to that. Most people I talk to don't get excited about listening to people's struggles all day." I was intrigued, but the idea of extra schooling did not seem like the right timing. I wanted to marry the guy I was dating, and he was going to school, so I needed my full-time job to support us. Maybe I would listen to this stirring later. But my boyfriend broke up with me, and I was devastated. However, I was determined not to leave the life I loved in Colorado because of my heartache. After 6 months of stubborn persistence, the Holy Spirit and trusted mentors helped me to realize my determination to stay was an effort to prove something instead of out of any true calling. It became clear my new calling was to pursue a master's of counseling. But following God's call for me to become a counselor was not the blissful path I had hoped for. In the span of a month, I quit my job, told my church it was time for me to move on, and found a subleaser for my apartment. I moved back in with my parents in Texas. While my friends were getting married, buying houses, having babies, progressing in their careers, I felt like I had taken a million steps backwards. I wrestled with depression and regret. But in the dark moments of grieving what I left behind in Colorado, a close friend asked me this narrative-shifting question. Do you ever doubt that the leaves and flowers will return in spring after the long, cold winter? Well, no, I don't, I replied. Exactly. We just trust the trees and plants will bloom again in their due season. Through this friend, Jesus reminded me that while I was processing the losses of following this call, it was he who led me to this path, and it was he who would help me to bloom again. As Paul tells us in Philippians, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He will complete his work in me. Following the call to be a trained counselor meant significant sacrifice. But just as nature breeds new life every spring, Jesus brought forth new life in me. He sustained me through 4 long years of study while working part-time, and I completed my degree and met my now husband in the process. Less than 2 months after completing my degree, we found out that I was pregnant. While I was so thrilled for the new life growing inside me, I realized my new career may not look exactly like I pictured, and I began to worry about how I'd be able to do both. I'm reminded once again that Jesus will complete the good work he started in me, and that my ideas of what my calling looks like are short-sighted and not nearly as beautiful as the story he is writing through my life.
I love that. The story that God is writing throughout our life. It's the long view, folks. It's looking out further than the short view. But doing the things in the now that maybe will lead in that direction. It's both and, the now and the future. Not really taking a long time to look back, but to lean into how God speaks new seasons and brings new seasons all around us. And so in Amber's story, how do you reflect on your story, maybe how she did a little bit? What are the ups and downs, the twists and turns of your life and where you are today? And if you slowed down and paid better attention, what's been stirring in you? How would you translate those maybe nudges that you're feeling inside? How has your trust in God been strengthened when you responded to those nudges toward a more challenging call, perhaps, or into a new season of life? And what is the next faithful step that you already know that you need to take? What is that next faithful step that you already know that you need to take? Remember, the Apostle Paul says, I'm confident of this. The one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ, which means Jesus Christ is in that good and faithful work of discovering your call, living your call, renewing your call, and believing that God is the one who raises you to new life. So stay on that journey, folks. Stay faithful. Stay motivated. All right. Good day.